Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
You're welcome back. We have just 5 minutes for this chat, which is bad news because researchers studying happiness in Harvard Medical School say an 8-minute phone call can do wonders for you, boosting your mood and lowering levels of depression, combating feelings of loneliness. An 8-minute phone call, they say, can boost your well-being. So to discuss this further, I'm joined by Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of In Search of Madness, Brendan Kelly. You're very welcome, Professor, to the programme. Is there much Do you believe this study?
Yes. Yeah, it's based on some good research. 2021 paper looking at people in Texas, 240 people randomized. Some of them got what are called empathy-oriented phone calls from researchers who phoned them up and chatted for about 10 minutes to them each day over a four-week period. And people who received these calls liked them. They wanted more of them. And they had reduced loneliness, reduced anxiety, and reduced depression at the end of the 4 weeks compared to people who are not getting these approximately 8-minute phone calls a few times a week. So there
why
is some
not lo- why not why 8 minutes? I mean, what's the reasoning behind 8 minutes?
Well, 8 minutes emerged as a good time, and it makes sense because it's, you know, it's long enough to talk about something, but it's not long enough to get too intense, too awkward, or into too much. And, you know, what the piece of advice that comes from this is that we would schedule 8-minute phone calls with people and really cut it off at 8 minutes. Just say, you know, that's the 8 minutes now, so we're done.
Yeah, you know, this makes perfect sense to me. I think I'm going to try and have a chat to all my friends and see, can we just like put this in as our new rule? Because there's some people in my life who I absolutely adore talking to, like sit down over dinner with them and have a brilliant chat. But if I see their name come up on the phone, I just won't answer because it's going to take too long. You know, so then I don't get to talk to them.
Yeah, so it can be a little bit difficult to wrap up phone calls with those people because some people don't respond to cues. And this is called the coordination problem, where you might keep saying things like, well, anyway, in an effort to end up the call. But somehow it just doesn't work. So, Sarah, the idea is that after the show this evening, that you would text someone and say, hi, how about scheduling an 8-minute phone call
no,
at some point in the next week?
Oh, no, I would totally do this.
You
and actually, I think the people that I have in mind for this would actually respond really positively to that. I actually do think they would.
Look, the professor, the esteemed professor, is
wrong.
Simply wrong here.
Well, Cormac, listen, here is a challenge for you. Why don't you do this? Text someone and you will be so surprised because the first thing they will do is they will laugh and they will say, what an odd text message from Cormac. But they will smile and there will be a connection and it will add possibly to a list of eccentricities that they might associate with you.
You see, I think, Brendan, my suspicion is that Cormac is the person who does the 30-minute hour phone calls. He's the person like that I wouldn't be answering the phone to. You know,
well,
so he doesn't understand. He would be the one getting the text saying, how about we do 8-minute phone calls?
I'll put it this way to you. If I was chatting to Brendan, it'd be 30 minutes.
Well, look, the advice is to set the time, avoid all that awkwardness of ending these phone calls. 8 minutes is just the right balance between, you know, talking about things but not going on too long because some people simply don't pick up on the social cues that now is the time to end the conversation.
Do you think those people would pick up on the 8-minute phone call even if there were to be a limit?
Yeah, I think they probably would because a lot of people would feel a great deal of relief. I mean, often phone calls go on far longer than either person wants because no one can figure out a way to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So the 8 minutes helps everybody as far as I can see.
Okay, look at... We leave it there, Brendan.
How would you do it now, Brendan? How would you do it? What would you say? Go on.
I would say, thank you very much. It's time for me to go. Our 8 minutes are up. Let's do this again in one
But there's a fascinating thing, Brendan, I didn't tell you about this study.
No, our time is up. Go on, Brendan. Shut him down, Brendan.
Okay,
look at
listen,
Brendan, we'll leave
been,
it there. We'll finish
really,
the 30
really
minute phone call later on. That's Professor Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, author of In Search of Madness.
Yeah, see how hard it is to get off the phone with Cormac, see? I know I'm right.